My name is Mark Colville. I'm from the United States. I live in New Haven, Connecticut, in the Amistad Catholic Worker community. And I was part of the Riverside Plowshares, which was an act of disarmament that took place very publicly and during Memorial Day weekend, which is the U.S. holiday celebrating, basically celebrating war in the armed forces.
What year was that?
That was in 2003, a few months after the Pit Stop Plowshares action. Now, they in New York City during Memorial Day weekend, they annually have a what they call Fleet Week, which is a celebration of the military where they bring ships up the Hudson River and they park them right on the west side of Manhattan. And the soldiers come and the sailors, they spend the week in New York, and meanwhile the ships are open for tourism and guided tours. And the one ship we chose to go on was the USS Philippine Sea, which was used to launch Tomahawk cruise missiles at Afghanistan and Iraq. We went on the tour of that ship, and when we got to the missile hatches, where the missiles come out when they're fired, we knelt down and poured our own blood and hammered on the missile hatches in a symbolic act of disarmament. We were accosted by the soldiers on board, although they actually cordoned off the area and let us continue what we were doing and arrested us about 10 minutes later. There were thousands of people watching because there is a floating museum. The USS Intrepid is now a floating museum where people go in and they learn about war and the glories of war. And they were all looking out the window at our action. And we knelt there in prayer and read the Beatitudes from Scripture and were eventually arrested.
You're waiving charges at the moment.
Well, actually, no. Believe it or not, maybe because of the extreme public nature of the action, we were interrogated for about 3 hours and then ejected without charge. And we never have been charged in the case.
So is it a bit ironic then that the Pit Stop Plowshare action in Ireland, that they're being charged with that?
It certainly is. It's a very arbitrary system of justice, certainly that we have in the U.S. and I think all over the world. I believe that the charges in this case are motivated by pressure from the U.S. government. That's my personal opinion. And yet they chose not to do anything about our action.
Did it surprise you that Ireland was being used, that Shannon Airport was being used as a stopover by the U.S. military, U.S. Air Force?
Well, I can't say it surprises me. It makes me sad, being of Irish descent myself. But I know, being a U.S. citizen and growing up with the U.S. government, I know of their strong-arm tactics throughout the world, and it wouldn't surprise me that they would use Ireland as well. It's sad. It's tragic.
Do you get disillusioned with the political situation in the United States at the moment?
Well, we get disillusioned at times, but we don't despair, and I think the reason we don't is because we live in community, we support each other, and we keep active. We try to keep acting in resistance, and that's the key to staying awake in these times, is to act and act in community, and that's what the Plowshares movement does.
Okay, Mark, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.